So I'm here with Davo after a 0-0 draw away at Marlow. Well, Davo, first of all, it's a great point, and you must be delighted with a clean sheet.
Yeah, both those things. I thought we, it wasn't a spectacle, to be fair. I mean, the onus is on them, isn't it? They're third in the league, they're pushing for the playoffs. And, you know, people would have, you know, if you had your bets on today, you people that can bet, you wouldn't have probably put us down to get anything, and we've come away with a decent result. So, yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world, for sure.
And first half was most definitely very even. A couple of sort of half chances for them, a couple of half chances for yourself. Nothing hugely clear cut, and probably the one biggest part, the one where I think you got a bit of a block on it and it sort of spilled out and almost over the line and Brendan's clawed it out. But other than that, very, very even first half.
Yeah, I didn't think we made a lot, you know, chances. Look at the stats, we've done some stats and we had actually had more shots than them, although most of them were off target. But, you know, stats don't mean an awful lot. You know, you look at the game, anyone looking at the game would have thought it was fairly even half. Like you say, the sort of defending from that incident that you were talking about, I got a block on it, it looked, you know, guaranteed they were going to score. I got a block on it and Jordan and a couple of others sort of scrambled it away, and then it's an absolute magnificent claw away from Brendan, who again was absolutely exemplary today. He's been superb for us. I've been really pleased with him. He's really enjoyed it, and maybe we'll talk about him again a little bit later down on this interview. But I thought he was excellent today, and that save, certainly the claw away, was fantastic.
And the only sort of half chance you had in the first half that came to anything was a shot from the edge of the box from Pat Cox, which sort of bobbled its way through, and the keeper's like, let it go through his hands, and it's almost rolled in, but it was never really going to roll in. It won't go in.
I don't know how close it was, but it looked close. But it was a. Yeah, we didn't offer an awful lot, but we certainly competed. Physical encounter, you know, they put themselves about. We stood up to it and thought we, gave it a good go.
And yeah, several yellow cards in the first half. It wasn't really a dirty game, I didn't think, but several yellow cards, some hard tackles, but not necessarily horrific tackles.
Yeah, no, I thought they was a bit fortunate. Excuse me, to not get the lad sent off the eight, who'd made a couple of fouls, and then he made a couple more. Excuse me. No, there wasn't anything stupid. It was just a hard physical Southern League encounter, and yeah, I agree with you.
And I suppose the one contentious point that if you talk to anyone from their dugout, they would say is probably the penalty incident right on half time. Corner come in from their right hand side, and it's sort of lads took a touch, and I think yourself has gone flying out to block it, sort of half blocked it, half connected, but the ref's blown the full time half time whistle.
Yeah, well, I spoke to the ref and said how long, and he said 20 seconds. We went up their end, they went back down our end, we got a block on it, got a corner. You know, it was like a minute had gone by, so there's no way he had to blow it. He should have blown up without him even having to take the corner, but he let it, the corner get taken, and he blew up. It was debatable whether it was a penalty anyway, but yeah, maybe we was a bit fortunate, maybe.
And half time, you must have been delighted, really. I mean, it hadn't played superbly well, but obviously 0-0 against a team that's third in the league, a clean sheet for 45 minutes. What was your message at half time?
Yeah, keep doing it. I mean, I thought they'd probably come at us. You know, as I said, the onus is on them. They need the points, you know, in many ways more than we do. And I thought they'd come at us. But I thought the second half, if anything, we edged it. Again, without creating massive amount, I don't think we really got a game going. You know, the pitch was a bit bobbly, dry. You know, it's not just blaming on the pitch, but it was a bit dry and slow, and it was a bit, you know, bouncy. So, yeah, it was a bit tough to get our game going, and not a lot happened in that half, really, I didn't think.
Yeah, no, another very even half. They had one big chance, really, at the back post. I'm not sure who ghosts in, but someone ghosts in. And
the eight, one at the midfield player.
So the eight ghosts in and blazed it over from sort of 3 yards, albeit with Brendan coming out. But I thought you had a couple of half chances yourself. I thought, again, Pat got in once or twice, linked up with Rob quite well. A couple of decent balls into the box that could have potentially been finished. But again, nothing clear cut for either side, really.
Yeah, I agree. It was just one of them. It was one of them where you just weren't sure you're ever going to fall for us. Nothing really clear cut in either box, and A draw is a fair result, and we're more than happy with that. It's a great point for us.
Yeah, and you know, I said at the start about being delighted with a clean sheet, and you spoke briefly about Brendan, but he's come in for a couple of games. He's been absolutely excellent for you for those couple of games, and a clean sheet again today. And you know, he must have taken to the lads well. You can see it when he's playing.
He's a top lad. You know, he's had a tough season. He's been at two or three clubs. He's been at Farnborough, Hendon. He's found his home at Winchester, where he'd done really well last year. And unfortunately, the lad, Noyce, who they've signed from Eastleigh, is doing well, and he's finding himself out of the team. So really appreciative of Winchester and Ian Saunders for letting us have him for the few games. It remains to be seen whether... If Tuesday's game's on or off. If it's off, then we'll have him for another game, hopefully. I'll speak to Ian after. If not, that'll probably be his last game today. And, really grateful for him. Real smashing kid. Top quality keeper. Technique was excellent. And today, he was faultless today. Everything he did was positive. Took a couple of good crosses. I mean, he wasn't inundated with stuff to do, but everything was solid. And I thought he was first rate, and he's been brilliant for the two games, and I'm really grateful to him and to Winchester, and hopefully our paths cross again in the future. And you know, big thanks to Brendan if he is listening to this.
You talk about Winchester. I'm not sure if it's the right phrase, but certainly a bit of a bogey side over the last two or three seasons, several games against them, and not really managed to take anything off them. And you've got them again Tuesday in another cup game.
It'll be tough. They've picked up really well since they beat us in the trophy, and you know, they've had some good results. So yeah, it's going to be a tough game. Would love to get through. For me, the league's most important. Keep going, keep chalking up points, which I know our place in the league isn't going up, but it's ever so tight now. And to nick a point today was great. And you know, we'll go into that game. You know, maybe we'll change one or two. Who knows? We'll have a look at it. Hopefully we can put on a performance and get a result that we hope. Like you say, we probably do owe them one. So fingers crossed we can do that on Tuesday.
Yeah, you say about the table. Obviously, you're picking up points. Results didn't necessarily go your way in terms of league places today, but then people would have looked at today's game maybe on paper and put Marlow down for a home win as a banker. So.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt, we wouldn't have fancied us. So, yeah, good point. You know, we're not going to look at the table. Look at the table, you know, a bit of a cliche, but look at the table in May. You know, we're well over the points per game ratio, which is always a good yardstick for a team that, you know, isn't a big budget. We know that it's a low budget team, and staying that point over a point a game ratio is always important. And I'd say it's a yardstick that we can look to, and then can we build on it? And I think we're progressing. I think the club's progressing off the pitch. I think the team's progressing on the pitch. They're all enjoying it. I couldn't ask for more than I get from the boys. And you know, fingers crossed, we can keep building, keep improving, keep pushing it on, and see where it takes us.
Yeah, Marlow was sitting third before today's game, as you've rightly said. Great point. Any final thoughts on them and your thoughts on
good
them
luck
for
to,
the season?
Good luck to them. Mark's a good manager. He's done well here. They've got assembled a good side, and you can see why they're third. They're big, powerful. They've got threats, and I'm sure they'll continue the good run. You know, they had the issues going into the south and west last year, like we've had to contend with, and they've thrived since coming back to the central. So yeah, good luck to them, and we'll see them later in the season.
Well, congratulations on your point today, and best of luck for Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.